This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. You've been hearing about the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Gettysburg. Turns out there are enduring leadership lessons to be learned there. In business schools, they like to do something called a DISC analysis, looking at leadership through the lenses of dominance, influence, steadiness, and confidence. What happens when DISC is applied to Gettysburg? Sounds like a field trip for B-school students. Greg Hanafy is Assistant Dean of Executive Programs at the University of Maryland's Smith School of Business. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
So tell me about how you try to weave together business lessons and the Great Battle of Gettysburg.
We take a look at the leaders that stood out in Gettysburg and some of the decision-making that they came up with during the battle and relate it to today's business world.
Now, you do this in three dimensions. You go to Gettysburg?
We do. We reflect on more about why they made the decisions they did, leadership styles, what kind of information they had.
All right. So one of the things you're talking about, you say, is leadership styles.
Right.
Give me an example. I mean, I'm a little bit biased. I'm from the state of Maine. I'm always interested in the role of Joshua Chamberlain at Little Round Top there at Gettysburg. He's the former president of a Brand X college up in Maine, but also became governor of that state. Was elected many times. But what might we say about his leadership style?
Well, certainly Colonel Chamberlain was one of the great models of leadership throughout the Civil War. And his style was, of course, as some people may or may not know, he did not go through the military academy. He was a professor that volunteered for the Army just because he was so passionate about what was going on.
Yeah, he was first offered a higher rank and said he wanted something lower so that he could, quote, learn the business.
Yeah, so that tells you a little bit about who he was as a person also. Several days before Gettysburg, he had to accept a group of Maine soldiers who were ready to desert and basically called mutineers. And the sergeant that dropped him off told Chamberlain he had the right to shoot them if they didn't follow. Well, of course, Chamberlain didn't lead that way. He tried to build empathy with them. He tried to be inclusive. And I think we look at his style of leadership as trying to understand what his soldiers really needed. Be able to connect with them and not necessarily a domineering style of leadership.
Greg Hanafy at the University of Maryland Smith School of Business. Mr. Hanafy, thank you very much.
My pleasure.